Prior to my 15-month trip, I was stressed about how to fit all of my belongings into a 14-by-10-foot rental storage space. Then I realized a few things. I would never reread the business magazines I'd saved. I wore the same 5 shirts and 4 pairs of pants 90% of the time. It was about time for new furniture, and I never used the outdoor grill or lawn furniture. Even getting rid of things I never used proved to be like a capitalist short circuit. It was hard to toss things I had once thought were valuable enough to spend money on. The first 10 minutes of sorting through clothing was like choosing which child of mine should live or die. I hadn't exercised my throwing out muscles in some time. It was a struggle to put nice Christmas clothing I'd never worn into the go pile, and just as hard to separate myself from worn and ragged clothing I had for sentimental reasons. Once I'd passed through the first few tough decisions, though, the momentum had been built and it was a breeze. I donated all of the seldom-worn clothing to Goodwill. The furniture took less than 10 hours to offload using Craigslist, and though I was paid less than 50% of the retail prices for some and nothing for others, who cared? I'd used and abused them for 5 years and would get a new set when I landed back in the United States. I gave the grill and lawn furniture to my friend, who lit up like a kid at Christmas. I had made his month. It felt wonderful, and I had an extra $300 in pocket change to cover at least a few weeks of rent abroad. I created 40% more space in my apartment and hadn't even grazed the surface. It wasn't the extra physical space that I felt most. It was the extra mental space. It was as if I had 20 mental applications running simultaneously before, and now I had just one or two. My thinking was clearer, and I was much, much happier. I asked every vagabond interviewee in this book what their one recommendation would be for the first-time extended travelers. The answer was unanimous. Take less with you. The overpacking impulse is hard to resist. The solution is to set what I call a settling fund. Rather than pack for all contingencies, I bring the absolute minimum and allocate $100 to $300 for purchasing things after I arrive and as I travel. I no longer take toiletries or more than a week's worth of clothing. It's a blast. Finding shaving cream or a dress shirt overseas can produce an adventure in and of itself. Pack as if you were coming back in 1 week. Here are the bare essentials listed in order of importance. 1. 1 week of clothing appropriate to the season, including 1 semi-formal shirt and pair of pants or skirt for customs. Think t-shirts, 1 pair of shorts, and a multi-purpose pair of jeans. 2. Backup photocopies or scanned copies of all important documents, health insurance, passport, visa, credit cards, debit cards, etc. 3. Debit cards, credit cards, and $200 worth of small bills in local currency. Traveler's checks are not accepted in most places and are a hassle.